The system and calculation for making Phoenician sailing ships have been known to people of Arab village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to a research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemo-Lemo people knew the shipbuilding system. The system is named Tatatalu.
Itu dari rumusnya begini. Kita ini ahli
That's the formula. So this is how we are ships experts, Wandi Talupi. The important thing is that we know the length, width, and height, that this is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. They keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, we already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is our technique, our experience, so that it is precise up to 6 meters without any writing about so many or so. Each one works, each one is an expert.
Ada satu hal dan itu intinya dari warisan dunianya itu, yaitu
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Cultural Affairs Pratikno emphasized that both university-based and hospital-based specialist education should not only meet national demand for doctors, but also foster innovation and entrepreneurship. This was stated here in Jakarta on Wednesday by Pratikno. The Health Ministry is partnering with the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education to ensure that some 300 to 500 hospital-based specialist education meet international standards. Prabowo Subianto has called for establishment of 500 such programs. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Good afternoon, VOI listeners. How are you today? I'm here, you know, will be your accompanied for the next 6 hours on the afternoon session of Indonesia Today. If you are not familiar with me, what are you doing? I'm Unika, your host for the next 6 hours for this day's afternoon session. Hi, how are you feeling? For me, I'm feeling pretty much good because I came to the office pretty early, so I have a lot of time to prepare and chat with my colleagues and just basically not rushing, right? Because sometimes rushing is not always a good thing, especially in relationship. Why? Because sometimes you can see at someone, you can, you know, have this talking stage with someone, you're getting close with someone, and then you feel all of this sort of feelings, right? And all of this rushing feelings come over you that telling you, this is the one, I want to be with them. And that's okay, I just stated that rushing is not always a good thing, but sometimes it is a good thing. Just follow your gut. If they're the one, they're the one. But one might say, what if a lot of people admire them? What if a lot of people likes them? So what if it's for you? It's gonna be for you. You know, if it's meant to be, then it will be. So if you're feeling that they are the one for you, go after that and, you know, pursue your love, because you shouldn't be scared of those quote unquote competition. Because if what you have with this someone is real, it's you are one way to go, and I think you're a winner, you know? Just like this song, Malam Rawan by Rizky Febian, telling you there's a boy, you know, in this type of hours late at night thinking about, oh, I really like this girl. But there's a lot of people that likes them. Is it wrong to like them? Oh, I mean, stop using that loser mindset. Just go after what you want and you will get it. So if you're currently manifesting or you're currently in the move or getting someone's heart, I'm praying the best for you. And if you know who I am talking about, maybe that's your special someone or that is you, good luck and break a leg, I guess.
Langit pun kelabu, samar ku rasa tanpa dirimu. Enggan rasanya untuk coba hubungimu. Oh, takutnya hati makin merindu. Diam kan tak bisa berkata, hati dan rasa tak sama. Di malam rawan, sadarkah dirimu indah, tak cukup sekali ku pikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja. Sadar tak begitu mudah, kau bintangnya di setiap mata. Apakah milikimu hanya angan semata? Berbisik antar senyummu, lepas kendali ku tersipu. Oh diam dan tak bisa berkata, hati dan rasa tak sama di malam rawan. Sadarkah dirimu indah, tak cukup sekali ku pikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja. Sadar tak begitu mudah, kau bintangnya di setiap mata. Apakah milikimu hanya angan semata?
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava.
VOI listeners, have you ever heard the genre hip dude? It's actually a new genre coming from the Gen Z's artist of Indonesia. Hip dude is actually a mixture of hip hop dangdut. And one of the artists that popularized this genre is named Tengsi. And I went looking up for this artist, right? This new artist. And who would have thought that Tengsi, it sounds like a stage name. Turned out that's his real name, Tengsi Wijaya. That's so cool. And Tengsi popularized the genre hip dude with a couple of his friends, you know, Nikila and also Jemsi. I assume that Tengsi and Nikila is the singer, they are the singer, and Jemsi is the DJ that's doing all of the mixture and stuff of the songs. And all of their music got really popular on TikTok, especially Indonesian TikTok. And the Gen Z, there are a lot of reactions out of this new genre, hip dude. A lot of Gen Z loves it, including me. I love it. I think it's so progressive. That's a new way to introduce Indonesian culture, which is dangdut, to the youth, you know? Mix it with something they like. Combine it with something they like. Hip hop. And I think it's working for me. And my friends also love it. But there's a lot of controversy around this new genre. Not a lot of people love it. You know, it's a very controversial genre, new genre, but I think it is a very smart way to introduce dangdut, right? Because it's very easy listening, just like this song that I'm about to play you, entitled Mejiku Hibiniu. To be honest, they have released, you know, Tengsi, Nikila, Jemsi, especially Tengsi, he has released a lot of songs, hip dude songs, but this one is my favorite. I'm just gonna say it. Mejiku Hibiniu. Here you go. Give it a listen and tell me what you think about this. Do you like this new genre or do you not a fan of it? Here we go.
Mejiku Hibiniu. meja ku hibiniu, kulihat kamu. Hidup penuh warna-warni saat ku bersamamu. Satu untuk semua dan semua untuk satu. Kenapa ada dia di antara kau dan aku? Di antara kau dan aku, di antara kau dan aku, di antara kau dan aku. Cuma kamu tiada yang lain. Ku bilang aku gak main-main. Apa yang kau mau ku turutin. Sekarang kamu sama yang lain. Awalnya ku cuma cobain, tapi ku ketagihan. Ku bilang amin sampai ke pelamin. Jangan disamain sama mantanmu bajingan. Ulang lagi, ku cari yang lain. Bilang cinta kalau gak bisa tahan. Putar fakta kau bilang aku yang salah. Yang tahu semuanya cuma Tuhan. Kenapa masih kurang? Sungguh keterlaluan. Kukira takkan terulang. Saat ku gak karuan, ku tahu kamu bersulang. Memang sekarang semuanya telah hancur melebur. Tapi seenggaknya aku gak pernah palsu. Kayak kamu. Cuma kamu. Takut cuma ada dia di hatimu. Tapi untukku, cuma kamu tiada yang lain. Ku bilang aku gak main-main. Apa yang kau mau ku turutin. Sekarang kamu sama yang lain. Awalnya ku cuma cobain, tapi ku ketagihan. Ku bilang amin sampai ke pelamin. Jangan disamain sama mantanmu bajingan. Ulang lagi, ku cari yang lain.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300 meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Sisa di sunyi malam, lamunan memanjang setelah letih kehidupan. Ku coba pejamkan mata, tetap ku terjaga melewati hampa. Seketika kepalaku berputar seperti mesin waktu. Mencoba mengerti masa lalu.
Thinking, kenapa ku tak let go. Pikiran ku spin-spin, cepat like turbo. Mama tanya kenapa progress slow-mo. Sorry if I'm in my lane, aku tidak FOMO. Tak mengerti, kenapa pikiran ku upset. Tenggelam di kamar ku sambil play no set. Ku lawan imaji, dalam bagi ini. Terbawa arus, udah macam tsunami.
Berhentilah berbicara. Berhenti memikirkan semua.
Jangan sorang kami, no hit on my line. Kalau mereka tak suka, itu big crime. Tapi kalau mereka obsessed, itu bad sign. Lihat aku di TV, lihat aku on the screen. Double call dari rumah sing, kapan kemari. Personality, better than reality. And if you hate me, I love me, I don't give a fuck, I
mean.
Semakin
menganggu. Dari pikiran.
aku sebenarnya seperti Bruce Lee. Mencoba berpijak ku duduk di kursi. Just wanna be me, I don't care who's he. You feel me?
Voice of Indonesia.
Kasolami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasolami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasolami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasolami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasolami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasolamis. Kasolami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasolami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasolami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasolami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Ku tarik nafas panjang saat ini. Hembuskan perlahan dan sadari, ku memang pantas untuk dicintai. Tapi siapa yang kau temani? Jika memang ini benar untukku, maka dekatkanlah kepadaku. Jika memang ini bukan untukku, bolehkah ku mohon dulu tunjukkan jalanku padamu untuk bisa merasakan kasihmu. Maka dekatkan itu.
Bagiku untuk jatuh cinta pada dirimu, seolah tak ada ragu di dalam hatiku tentang dirimu.
Sungguh indah ku nikmati warna-warna pelangi di matamu. Terbawa dalam mimpi jauh bersamamu.
Ku harap takkan ku terjaga dari semua ini bersamamu. Bawa daku kemana saja, ku kan rela.
Berjalan dalam waktu hingga di penghujung.
Ku harap takkan ku terlepas dari Indonesia.
udah gak ada biaya lagi. Mami udah tua, katanya udah gak
sekolah. I almost dropped out of school. At that time, my father had no money anymore. I wanted to study, but I couldn't do anything. I wanted to work. Suddenly, Henny came. She asked me to go to school again. My life has changed once Henny came. She was my savior.
That was said by Annie, one of the farmer's children in the village of Ciglap, Bogor, West Java, who almost could not continue studying to senior high school. Luckily, she received a scholarship from Henny Sri Sundani, an ex-housemate in Hong Kong. Henny worked for 6 years in there. Once she got back to her homeland, Henny initiated Smart Children of Farmers movement by giving learning assistance and scholarship to hundreds of farmers' children. Having graduated from SMK 1 State Vocational School Banjar in 2005, Henny had a dream to continue her study at a university. However, as she did not have enough money, she decided to work in Hong Kong. There, she got an opportunity to study at a university on weekends. In 2011, she graduated from St. Mary's University with a cum laude distinction, although at first Henny did not tell her employer that she studied at a university. Once she came back from Hong Kong, Henny got married and lives in the village of Jampang, Bogor, West Java. Since 2013, she started being active to go from one kampung or village to another and give extra classes to farmers' children in Sasak Village and Jampang Village on the weekends. The activities that she calls Smart Children of Farmers Movement then expanded to other villages. The sun rises, the dawn comes. Henny Sri Sundani goes to the paddy field not to farm, but to teach the children of the farmers. Ciglap village is only 60 kilometers from the capital city of Indonesia, but the villagers who are mostly farmers are still poor. The atmosphere is seen not only in the classroom, but also in a bamboo saung or gazebo situated beside a small river and a dam. The rain has fallen since midnight. The road, which is mostly not asphalt, turns muddy. However, about 200 children have been waiting for 1 hour before the class begins.
Sebagian besar memang kan anak-anak di sini orang tuanya bekerja sebagai buruh tani.
Most of the children's parents here work as farmers, so we can see physically that their houses are still with bamboo plated walls. Most of them study only until elementary school level. Some even stop studying in the fifth grade. I teach children who are not only from Ciglap but also from four other kampungs. The surrounding kampungs also come here.
Kelas 6 mau masuk ke?
Mau.
Hari ini siapa yang mau ikutan silat?
Saya.
Henny, who was born into a farmer's family, has experienced what the children experience. The woman born in Ciamis, West Java on May 2, 1987, felt that nobody cared about her. That's what motivated Henny to initiate the Smart Children of Farmers movement.
Thank you.
Jadi memang ayah saya kan memang buruh tani saja gitu. Ibu juga sama seperti itu. Sehingga kami tinggal di sebuah kampung yang memang terpencil, kurang lebih sama seperti ini, di sebuah dusun ya, sangat terpencil.
My parents are farmers. We lived in a remote kampung in a very remote hamlet that it is far from access to health and education. My parents work as farmers because they did not have land. My grandparents were also farmers. Actually, not all people are poor in the kampung. Some have performed Hajj pilgrimage, but it's all about caring. Nobody cares.
Biru apa biru bahasa Inggrisnya apa? Ipin. Biru bahasa Inggrisnya. Kenceng banget.
Children of farmers in Jiglap village have intelligence which is below average. Some of the second graders cannot read yet. However, a villager named Ita thanks to Henny for making her child smarter.
Dia ada perubahan, dia semakin pintar. Pintar belajar. Dia semakin
My child belajar. Is smarter and more diligent. My child was not that smart, but now my child can read. No numbers and no letters. Alhamdulillah, thanks God. I find it really helpful. I'm so happy.
What is done by Henny to educate the children of farmers through the Smart Children of Farmers movement is welcomed not only by the villagers but also by the volunteers and youth in Jiglap village. Every week, Henny does not teach alone. More than 10 volunteers participate in here. On that day, a pencaksilat or martial art trainer from Perisai Diri Martial Art School came.
Dah, sekarang kaki kanan mana? Yang kanan ini. Pegang. Mundur yang kanan. Ya, mulai. Satu. Lagi. Mundur kanannya. Satu. Tah, gini tah. Yo, siap lagi. Siap.
Now Henny, who received the Indonesian Smart Active Award in Hong Kong, guided 5 villages in Kemang District, Bogor, West Java. The villages include Kampung Sasak, Kampung Pulo, Kampung Jiglap, Kampung Babakan Pulo, and Kampung Jampang. Besides this, since 2014, Henny has established a library at home and has held classes every Monday and Tuesday.
Di perpustakaan Abatasa sebenarnya programnya banyak ya. Jadi
we have many programs in the Abatasa library like cooking class, computer class, and English class. So it has more a life skill class. The children read a lot or make origami. We want to instill character education to the children in various ways through various interesting skills according to their age.
The Smart Children of Farmers movement is a small part of the Farmers Empowerment Program initiated by Henny. She also helped to develop other programs for the farmers. Various sanitation improvements and health programs are done.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, good. Last day, we are study about present. Tense.
Jadi kami programnya itu.
So besides the health program, we also have an economic and social empowerment program. In the field of health, we build bathing facilities and toilets and drill a well because many people still did MJK or toilets in a ditch with buffaloes and dogs. The sanitation was certainly bad and it caused a bad lifestyle. We also often distribute dental health tools and soap to the children.
People are very thankful for the assistance given by Henny. Anwar, a Jiglap villager whose house was almost collapsed, now has a proper house that accommodates 11 children and grandchildren, thanks to Henny.
Saya juga merasa terharu ya, merasa berterima kasih betul sama Bu Henny karena telah
I really thank Henny for helping me and my children who now can go back to school. When I was sick, Henny even knew it. She always monitors my children and I. Thank God, my grandchildren can live here. Oh God, I'm really grateful that someone still cares about me. The The various programs that Henny runs were self-funded at first. The fiction writer with a pen name Jaladara often writes about her activities in the social media. From there, she gets many donors.
Beberapa donatur kadang, oh mbak maaf ya bulan ini nggak bisa, tapi kita ke anak-anak.
The donors sometimes say, sorry I cannot give a donation this month, but we still give the donation to the children. Sometimes we cover it. If the test is coming, we have to pay. We have to handle it by ourselves. One day we had to pay the test fees for the children, but we only had 145,000 rupiah in our account. At the same time, we had a class at home and we had to pay the electricity. So we paid 100,000 for the electricity and there was 45,000 left in our ATM account. On the other hand, it was still middle of the month, but thanks to God Almighty, there is always a way out.
The dry land is restless. The leaves are sentinels for the fate of the farmers. Born as the child of farmers, Henny moved from one village to another to unlive in the dreams of the farmers' children.
Kita berharap dengan pendidikan anak-anak bisa
we hope that the children can get a better education. We invite children to dream and pursue their dream as well as have a hope. It is the hope that can make them pursue a better future.
Wants to be a doctor so I can heal my mother.
Wants to be a teacher. I hope I can realize my dreams. I want to make my parents happy. I want to make my parents proud, and I don't want to cause problems for them.
Kalau anak petani jadi petani,
it is common that children of farmers become farmers. Children of the poor become poor. But we want to change it, so children of farmers can become successful people in whatever they choose to do.
Kasih andai anakku bersuara, ia akan bersuara di fajar hati. Kelingking kita berjanji, jari mani jadi saksi. Bahagia untuk selamanya.
Is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as kempol pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Call as kempol pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as kempol pleret, we have to soak rice flour first, then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es kempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Menghantui pikiranku terus menerus, tak lupa hangat senyummu. Hiasi gelap malamku. Sempurna. Mungkin kita bisa berjalan bersama. Tunggu sejenak.
belum saatnya. Serasa ku ingin katakan pada dunia, oh, seberapa ku ingin kamu teman hidupku yang dulu kelam. Kau jadikan penuh makna. Tunggu sejenak, ini belum saatnya. Banyak harap untukmu. Oh, di dalam tidurku dan bangunku, oh, kau datang tak kuduga. Beri aku tawa bahagia diriku. Kau buat sempurna. Mungkin kita bisa berjalan bersama. Tunggu sejenak, ini belum saatnya. Berapa ku ingin kamu teman hidupku yang dulu kelam. Kau jadikan penuh makna. Tunggu sejenak, ini belum saatnya. Kan tiba waktunya. Kan semua.